Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Tav Samech Zain. In the middle of the page, Hadevarim HaGedolim Shenisbarukan. These great concepts that we have clarified, Yecholim Lishchadesh Etzel Kol Yehudei Befurim. They're relevant to every Jew on Purim Kizoy Segulas Hayoyim, because that's really the property of the deity. It has this within it. Umitzvois Hayoyim, the particular mitzvois of the day, Mesugalois Leorer Baleves Ahavas Aneis, they are able to ignite within the heart the love for the neis, ahavas atira, ahavas abire, ahavas yisoil. Furthermore, kiriyas ha-megillah, kiriyas halel mamash, that's one view in the Gemara. It's like reading halel. Mishloach manois umatanois levenim hen mitzvois shel ahava, those expressed love. Umishte v'simcha yasimcha achushis b'gdulas aneis. The feasting, the banquet that we have, is that tangible simcha in gedulas aneis. Simcha zois al kol hakalul ba, this simcha that we speak about with everything that it encompasses, tzericha hachana v'isbanenus lifnei boi hachag hakadosh hazeh. It requires preparation and reflection before Purim. Leval yafeich chas v'chalila liyom hoilelus v'shichus, so that Purim does not become a day of frivolity and drunkenness. Kaasher מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. Based on this principle, מי שנכנס אדר, when it enters, יש להסכונן בראש חודש אדר לשמחה אמיתית בפועל. The idea is to prepare already, it's 2 weeks from ראש חודש אדר, to have real joy on Purim. ההכנה היא the preparation is ללמוד היטב מהי צורת החג באמת. To learn properly the real character of the חג, to reflect on what we spoke about in a previous section, these deep concepts. It's not enough. Everything that we've explained about the Kedusha of the Chag. This love for the Neis that happened, for the Tira, for one's fellows, and for the Creator, what it encompasses, what it constitutes, is a certain greatness. Ki ahava amitis eina ela rimemus nefesh. True love is when the soul is elevated. Rimemus zois hi hamadrega amitis shel Klal Yisrael. This exaltedness is the real level of Klal Yisrael. Aleha anu mezamrim, regarding which we sing on Purim. Sheishanas Yaakov tzahala v'sameicha b'reisam yachat echeles Mordechai. Sheishanas Yaakov, a name for Klal Yisrael, the rose of Yaakov, rejoiced when they saw together the Tcheles, it signified the great station of Mordechai. Sheishana waperecha yafe shebabachim, it's certainly a beautiful flower, the rose. Rememus zois hi atzma kvar me'ein bitul hara shelach yisemim. We've said a number of them. This exaltedness is already a taste. It is something of the negation of evil in the final geula. Because with that love, there's no longer room for hatred and dissension, negative midois. Mikan anu baim. From all of this, we come to the halacha of Chayav inish levesui mebefurai adelo yada ben arur hamar levaruch Mordechai. The Gemara's statement, Megillah Daf Zayin, this requirement of inebriation. Hare, the Gemara says in Chulin Kuf Lametes, Haman min ha-Torah minayin, where is he hinted to in the Torah? Hamin ho-eitz ochalta. That's the hint to it. When Hashem asks Adam HaRishon, did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat from? Haman hu ha-teitza'a ha-kitzaynis shel eitz adas teivara. This is a remarkable insight. Haman is the extreme consequence of having choice, of eitz adas teivara. אחרי חטאי של אדם הראשון מעורב הטוב והרע בכל כוחו של אדם. As we know, after the חטא of אדם הראשון, everything within a human being, all his psychological and other forces, are a composite of good and evil. המן הוא מסוים ברע. המן is the extreme evil. שאין בו אפילו צל של טוב. There's no even shadow of good. נלחמו במרדכי ואסתר, ויכלו לו. מרדכי ואסתר did battle with him and succeeded. והכלל ישראל שיגע על ידי ניצחון זה לעומק ורמוס נפשי. So כלל ישראל, who, through this victory on Haman, reach a depth and such an exaltedness, אינו יריצה עוד במצב של עץ הדעס תיברה. On that level, we do not any longer want a situation of עץ הדעס תיברה. מסעס נפשו עץ החיים, את לבו, כלל ישראל wants עץ החיים, the higher level, שאין בו עוד שתי הדרכים של ארור וברוך. They're no longer the two paths open, the cursed path and the blessed path, אלא דרך אחת של ברוך לבד, but just one, only Hashem's will over there. That's the idea of the Chayav Inish Levesumi Befuraya, to the point where there's no longer Aru. Furthermore, Nichnas Yain Yatzasoy, as Chazal say, the idea of wine, Yatzasoy Zeshel Rememus Nafshoy Matzavo Shel Gleisel. The Yain allows this soid, this deep, profound concept within Klalisel. The Klalisel only wants one level that emerges and reveals the Rememus Nafshoy Matzavo Shel Klalisel Befurim, the exaltedness of Klalisel Purim, the Chisufin Delein, its desire. וזהו החיוב להסבשם בפורים. That's really the idea beyond the obligation to be inebriated on Purim. עד דלא ידע, what does it mean עד דלא ידע? לטעום טעמו של עץ החיים. To go beyond the level of choice of עץ הדעת טוב ורע, to the level of עץ החיים where there's no choice. To illustrate these points, רבי ישראל היה רגיל להיות בפורים שיכור כשיכוסה שלא התממש. רבי ישראל מסלנד, on Purim was ממש totally drunk. Completely intoxicated. ובמצב זה היה אומר כל היום בלי הרף חידושים, בחריפוס וגאונוס להפליא בכל השס. In that situation, the entire day, he was just an endless stream of חידושים with just remarkable גאונוס. הוא קרא לזה להסס בחינה על הגוף. He called this testing the body. היינו לבחון אם הוא במדגס חוש, to see if he's at the level of what you called before, חוש tangible, שהגוף יהיה קרוב לתורה הקדושה. Where the body itself is permeated with תורה, שזו המדרגה שטענו לעיל. We described it in the previous section. פעם נזדמן אדם גדול למעמד זה. Once it was a great person who saw this event, שרבי ישראל היה מוטל לשיכור, he was reclining somewhere, he was drunk, ותלמידיו עמדו סביבו, his תלמידים were around him, והזינו לחידושיו. And we're listening to his חידושים בבחינס, קדנאים ושכיב רב אומר להד השמייטה. So we have this statement a number of times in Shas, when Rav was almost asleep, he was lying, napping almost, and he was saying this chidush, this teaching. Omar HaGadol, this great person who observed this, said, שהוא היה ירא לעצמו להגיע למצב כזה של שיחוס. He was very much afraid for himself to reach such a state of drunkenness. כי מי יודע מה הוא היה יכול לומר אז? Who knows what he would say? He was very concerned about what would come out of his mouth. הרי אדם גדול מאוד הבטוח בעצמו יכול להשתקל לגמרי פורים. A great person, like Rabbi Ismail, Rabbi Ismail Nisaland, a person who's certain, then he can become inebriated on Purim. אנחנו בני אדם קטנים, קטנים בתורסנו בעבודתנו, people who are not quite like that, די לנו גם בפורים להסבשם יויסר מלימודינו. It's sufficient to do what the Ramo Paskins, אורח חיים, תו ראש צדי, hey, יויסר מלימודינו. More than one is used to. To drink more than one is used to. ואין צריך להשתכר כל כך, and should not become drunk. ונסכנן לשמור על רמוס אם. Of course, the intention is to preserve the exaltedness of the day. לבל יהפך חס וחלילה ליום הללוס ובטלה. So it shouldn't become, heaven forbid, a day of frivolity and idleness. עד כאן.